Hello, this is Tech Coffee with Vitor Domingos on the 20th of December, and here's a daily tech shot in less than 2 minutes. Sphero ends its licensing agreements with Disney, reports The Verge. The firm produced a range of toys including BB-8 from Star Wars and Lightning McQueen from Cars, but says it has no plans to make any more products. Sphero notes the toys sold well around the launch of new movies, but interest got lost over time. The company says it will now focus on its own brand. Microsoft is continuing its reptile-themed codenames for its Xbox consoles. The original Xbox One was codenamed Durango, and the Xbox One X took the arachnid-themed Scorpio codename. Now it appears that the next-generation Xbox, expected to arrive in 2020, is codenamed Anaconda. It will be equivalent to the current Xbox One X with improved hardware and processors/graphics from AMD. Anaconda may also include SSD storage to reduce game load times. Microsoft is also reportedly preparing a second console, codenamed Lockhart, that will act as a more affordable Xbox. Naturally, both of these consoles will fully support existing backward-compatible Xbox and Xbox 360 games, and of course, Xbox One titles. Google has halted a data collection project in China and struck a major blow to the controversial Dragonfly project, according to a new report from The Intercept. According to this report, Google is still researching Chinese web searches in an effort to launch a search engine that complies with the country's censorship regime, although an official launch seems to have been indefinitely postponed. But in the face of widespread opposition within the company, Google executives shuttered one of the project's most central data sources, making the ongoing work far more difficult. The United States National Highway Traffic Safety Administration issues its final regulation to streamline the safety review process for automakers that want to deploy autonomous vehicles. The administration is also seeking comments on the integration of vehicle-to-vehicle communication technologies. Uber lost an appeal against a landmark in 2016, ruling that the ride-hailing firm should treat its UK drivers as workers entitled to benefits, like a minimum wage and holiday pay. Majority of judges in the UK's Court of Appeal, the second highest court in the land, ruled in favour of Uber drivers, who in 2016 argued at an employment tribunal that they were employees working for the company rather than self-employed. Uber argues that its drivers should be treated as self-employed, much in the same way that most traditional taxi drivers are, rather than workers directly employed by the company. This was your shot of Tech Coffee. Find us at ondismedia.com.